is a game by Dejabon Games.
Dejabon Games.
A game where you
game for 75 years.
Hurl yourself from the tops of the futuristic skyscrapers of the future. They were erected, you fall. You fall through score things. You get points for grazing buildings. It is like a backwards platformer in that you start off very high and want to fall to what should be your death.
In the year of our Lord, 1982, Pauli structures fell from space. Massive but light, they touched the atmosphere and stuck.
Okay. Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick.
I'm Ryan.
And welcome to the Elite Two Studios podcast. Freeware Game Review, episode 40. A reckless disregard for gravity.
Thunk.
Thunk.
I broke all of my bones.
All of your bones? I love that. Like, this is a game where having all of your bones broken is a binary state.
It happens at the slightest misstep. You might be thinking, all right, I'm doing pretty good. I launched myself off of that skyscraper. I'm going to run, graze along some walls, maybe get a couple kisses, hug that thing. And then, all of a sudden, all your bones are broken. Just like that. Just you're done.
Wham!
You're dunions.
It's so interesting, though, when you slam into a building sideways. Like usually you think the idea of falling is that all your velocity is towards the planet. So it would make sense that whenever you hit the stop point, that would break all of your bones.
Yeah.
But if all of your velocity is this way, and you go sideways and break all of your bones, you're like, that doesn't seem right.
But at the same time, sometimes you go sideways and just bounce.
That's true. If you do it just right, you can, like, skim off and just spin around.
Because, I mean, it's a binary state, all your bones broken and not, so there's a little wiggle room within no bones broken.
Yeah, like, you'd be, the human body is an amazingly durable machine. Like, I mean, I've been watching House,
okay,
and all of, like, the viruses and necrid skin shit that can happen, like
the guy from Soul Calibur?
Yeah, like the guy from Soul Calibur, he just comes over and he rips all your skin off. You could come back from that. I mean, you're a human. You are a powerful working machine of guts and sails made of sailor skin, and now I'm talking about the ghost ship.
That was fast.
But not as fast as you fall in this game!
Oh my god, and he turned it right around. So!
So, okay, yeah. Dejabon Games. They released... Okay. I caught it, like, maybe the weekend they released the alpha for this game. Like, if we're saying... Okay, if we're claiming this episode comes out on... not here. If we're claiming this episode comes out on the 17th, they released it on... May 7th, 2009.
Okay, so we're going to say that we're within 10 days.
Yeah, we're going to say that...
I don't know why you're bringing this up. Like, I don't know.
It's like...
We got our fingers on the pulse, and we will tell you immensely that is true.
That's right. I'll be right back.
And alone once again. Alone together. Not alone in the sense that we're not truly alone. Because here we are, keeping each other company, without any outside disturbance. It's like this that we can be truly honest with each other. Is it not said that a man reveals who he really is when he believes himself unobserved? And despite talking into this microphone right now to all of you, I am that man. And so I suppose, through the course of our conversation, I will be disclosing to you my darkest secrets. Oh, Nick's back. Okay.
Why are you giving me a machete? He just handed me a machete. I don't know what's happening.
You see, like, in certain...
Oh, right, we were podcasting with swords.
We're podcasting with swords. And this is some of that, like, managerial bullshit. We are podcasting with swords. Because we are on the cutting edge of the indie game community. That's what this podcast is about.
We need to get a picture of us with the swords, I suppose, so that we can be believed, because, like, the leather here, it doesn't give a good shing.
It doesn't
shing.
Give a good shing.
I don't know, that's not bad.
Well, it's more the waving. Here, let's get some clash. Yeah!
Okay.
And now I'll just go and cut that in with some music from the band The Clash.
And listen to that thing rattle.
Okay. So, I'm just going to hang on to this. Yeah, so let's say on May 7th, on our good friend, the Indie Games, the web blog.
They're a good friend?
No. Maybe they will be.
Are you qualified to make such a statement?
Of course. I am qualified in all everything.
Okay.
I am a jack of all trades. I may be a master of none, but, you know, to be a jack, that's at least enough to qualify you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's one of those tricky things because you go right from jack to queen, so you have to be careful. Like, you either have to, like, do it all and skip that step unless...
Well, I mean, you're a man with a title. I mean, you're above all those numbers.
That's true.
Like, if...
Still a royal.
Like, hell, if you're looking at, like, at a scale of 1 to 10, you're off the chart.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to awesome, I'm the shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I doubted you, sir. Okay. Continue.
So, IndieGames.com, they run a web blog about indie games. They posted that there's a Dejabon public alpha release for the new game, A Reckless Disregard for Gravity.
You may be familiar with Dejabon for such releases as The Beautiful End of the World. Is it beautiful?
The Beautiful End of the World.
Distributed on Steam and through other fine services, perhaps. Probably not.
Steam, I guess. I think that's like... It's the only game, I think, that... Yeah, the Wonderful End of the World.
Ah.
Which is kind of like a Katamari clone. Which, you say that and you think, oh, well, it's just a clone. First of all,
like we said,
we are not against clones.
Like we said, regarding Hedge Wars, if it's a good concept, we won't mind more of it.
Yeah, Hedge Wars, Scorched Earth, anything that's like a first-person shooter, like...
Yeah.
Pretty much, I mean...
Do you have any idea what I would do for basically Super Metroid again, just with different maps?
Yeah, like, you know, clones are not a bad thing. We were talking about this on the last episode that will come out next week.
I thought it was already out.
No?
What? Okay.
In...
Oh, okay.
The last
This is more temporal screwiness.
Yeah, it's... Okay, we are split... What was the name of that move? We split into the past OSPC and the future OSPC, but we switched places.
Through temporal replicimile.
The future is now in the past. The past will occur in the future, but we have to wait for it to get here.
So that's not to be particularly confusing.
Right.
So we were saying something about clones. Time clones.
Yeah, no, we were saying that, you know, like Mega Man. Jump on platforms, shoot some stuff, and then, you know, get new weapons and repeat.
It's been done to death, and it is all right.
It's a solid premise. I still enjoy that in whatever its forms. So, you know, good on ya. So, Wonderful End of the World, even if it is sort of a Katamari clone, I like it. They do some cool things. The one level that I like is where you're playing on, just a field of dots. And as you pick up the dots, you realize that they're pixels. And then you realize that you're picking up a Pong board. The Pong board ends up being where the ghosts start on a Pac-Man board. The Pac-Man board is, like, where something is on a Centipede board. And, like, as you keep getting bigger, it's different games that you're building into.
That is really clever.
That is really cool. And also, it's like normal controlling. It's like glissade, and it's not tank controls.
Yeah.
Which means that it's more accessible to people. So, that's something in itself. I played the demo. I liked it. I thought about dropping the $5 for it. $5? $10? $15? $10. Yeah,
$9.95.
That's not bad. I mean, you're gonna get a bunch of gameplay and fun out of that, and you get to see people being clever. You get to pick up some shit.
Look at that smirky red-haired person. You know you want some of that.
I have no idea what her point is. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about. That's just the only other game that you may have heard about from Dejabon Games.
They have a number of upcoming titles. Galaxy Rage, for example.
Galaxy Rage, Inago Rage, Epidemic Groove. Listen to the names of these games. These are going to be sweet.
Apparently, one of them is about orchestrating battles on top of cityscapes that you yourself create.
And oh man. But yeah, let's go back to Ah is, and I just read something here. We generally cut and paste the game's name to cut down keyboard wear, but it's spelled with 25 letter A's and 3 exclamation marks. Usually you just spell it with 5 A's, to be short. What is this game? This is a game not about breaking all of your bones.
Well, not specifically about breaking all your bones, though it is something that happens.
Okay, yes. You will... Pretty much anyone who's unfamiliar with this on the first playthrough...
I broke all my bones the first time through.
...will play all of their bones, and upon seeing that, they'll go... They will repeat it, because the way it's... This game is... Okay, they take base jumping, is what it's... It's basically a base jumping video game. And it's about being extreme, about being, like, about getting the extreme sports feel in the far-flung future. Like,
possibly the cyberpunk future.
I wish... I'm gonna look for the, I don't know where it is, but,
I wish I could show you pictures of it with my voice, because it's a very pretty game. You're, like, leaping off of buildings, and there's, like, neon signs everywhere, and you're crashing through these shiny point plates, and there's, like, advertisements for inane shit.
Apparently, I was looking, one of the power-ups is a shitty-ass camera. Like, that's what it's called, shitty-ass camera.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently what it is as you're falling, you can use the camera to take picture of interesting advertisements and interesting pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy who will pay you extra points for that.
Huh.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, because every once in a while between levels, there'll be, like, you walk down to the beach and you see Zaffer, and you're like, yo, Zaffer, what's up? And he's like, nothing. And you're like, that's cool.
Yeah, they have, like, these cut-ins with, like, you know, just little conversations with other extreme sports persons.
Yeah, and it's like, it kind of adds a story to it. I'm not even sure what sets them off, or if there's a specific order. There may not be, because, as we said, this is just an alpha. This is kind of like one step above a proof of concept.
Yeah.
It says, like, the first thing is, like, this will be what the game is like at the end.
But possibly.
We just need to put things into it, we need to polish it. But... Even so, it is completely playable, and it is actually pretty fun.
Yeah, like, I spent an afternoon breaking all my bones.
I spent, like, 2 afternoons breaking all my bones. I spent an afternoon breaking all my bones, I beat all the maps, then I started going back and getting 5 stars on everything, which is hard. Example is the what's the name of the level? Mash Face Against Mountain?
Yes.
Like, this game is a punk, and it is good at it.
Yeah, it starts you off on, like, padded baby course.
Yeah, the padded baby run. And then there's, like, Antennaville and Fast and Slow and Mash Face Against Mountain. And it's all about, like just like when you start a level, there's this, like, box of instructions floating near you. And it's just, like it has an arrow and it says, run towards this ledge, jump off ledge, fly next to stuff.
And then you are free.
Yeah, and then, like, you run, you jump. If you want to, like, climb around to find a different vantage point to jump from, you can do that. Again, still limited, but it's enough.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's almost like, okay, imagine, we started comparing it to, like, Mirror's Edge, but just vertical rather than horizontal, where Mirror's Edge is about, like, you know, running and finding a line to run through. This is about finding a line to fall through. And it's, like, it's so fast. And then you add boost pads. And then, like, the story of it is something like, in the future, there, like, the planet got wrecked. So we went Jetson style and built everything, like, 100 meters up. And then we also discovered the technology to make buildings float. So,
and
like,
then people started having floating garden parties
and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's all, like, you're on top of something really... far above anything considered ground. You just fall, and you scrape across random stuff just floating there. And it's like, you know, a lot of it actually reminds me of the courthouse over in Goshen.
Oh, the weird angular building with all the blocks sticking out of it?
Because it's like, I can see how that could have been a box, but it's really a lot of smaller boxes, not well choreographed. What do you got? I need to rest my voice.
Okay, so yeah, like Nick said, this game is a punk, and it is good at it. It rewards you for being reckless. You know, you get points by staying close to buildings, and not mashing your face against them, but getting your face very close to them. And it has, like, all this pump-you-up music, and it has a totally useless HUD with both a gauge and a meter.
I love that! I almost forgot about that. It has the meter and the gauge, just so you can keep track.
It informs you that the GUI coder wrote all of this while he was on the toilet.
Yeah. It says, alpha release at the bottom to remind you it's an alpha release. Like, it's weird because the game, and I just like this sort of from a storyteller standpoint, and the game takes itself seriously.
Yes.
But, like, it's taking itself seriously in the context of punks who don't take themselves seriously. So, like, while it feels like, you know, everybody's a punk that fits in, and that's why it's okay to have the one menu that says, like, here's a bunch of options. We don't have any yet, but, you know, why are we showing them to you anyway? All you can pick is nothing. But, like, it doesn't feel out of place.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, that makes sense. Like, that fits with what the game should be. And the game is very consistent and never... Like, breaking the fourth wall is something that stays in the containment of the game. In a sense.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Exactly. It is. Meta. Duper derp derp. What do we got here? Let's pick something. It's not in yet, but you can flip off fans on rooftops as you fall past them.
You can use various items that you take with you on your jump, which are also not in yet, but they tease you by giving you, like, a brief description of them.
Yeah.
Like, the shitty-ass camera,
you get beer goggles, you get, like, a hyper-buzz juice energy drink.
Some kind of squid.
Yeah.
Was there a... What was the thing that your grandfather was arrested for? One of the items was, like, your grandfather gave you this before he was arrested for distributing obscure pornography. Was that a sausage?
Might have been a sausage or something. It might have just been a huge phallic instrument.
Big black dildo.
Yeah. I can't imagine it was black. I imagine it red with flames.
Yeah, I think it was red.
It was cherry red. Oh, God.
Oh, no. Sports car red.
Yeah, that's cherry red. It's like muscle car red. But that's,
So even as good as this is, there's more in the works.
Yeah, like, you know, again, this is an alpha. It's a playable alpha. This is like, it's like, here's what we have. There's going to be more. And it's one of those cases where if what you have is so good and what you have coming is promising, I don't know how this can go wrong.
Yeah. Like, the base concept that we have right here, like, that's the core of it, and it's good. Like, even if all of this extraneous stuff turns out to be bad, you'll still jump off of buildings and graze buildings.
Jump off buildings, go fast, be extreme. Try not to break all of your bones.
But if you do, it's okay.
I mean, yeah, it was going to be 50-50 either way. I mean, either you do or you don't.
I mean, sometimes you pull your parachute and you think you're coming in good, you're just coming in too fast and there go all your bones. So you can never really be sure anyway.
Okay, random fact number 5. And this brings up a good point. We're certain that the soundtrack really does change how players play a level. Fast-paced music has now been scientifically proven to make you more likely to break all of your bones against terrain. I love the music in this game.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, not techno, not punk, it's just like, but it's catchy. What was the last game we talked about that had good music?
EG.
EG has really great music. When I bought a PSP, I was like, hey, PSP, I hear you can do stuff with this. Like, the first and only thing I've done so far is put the EG soundtrack on it.
Nice.
You know, it's worth it. Then I was playing some Metal Gear Solid. I was all like, hey, does this smell like chloroform? And threw him in a truck. And then it was all like, it's Dingo! Oh my God, no.
I don't think that happened.
The first, one of the soldiers that they gave me to start with
is Dingo?
It was Dingo.
Oh, okay.
And so every time I played him out on the field, I was like, it's Dingo!
Everyone just started looking at you.
No, I'm kind of curious about this now. I've been, I was catching up on, like, all of my Shonen Jumps that I hadn't read yet.
Mm-hmm.
They've started a new series. I don't know what it was. As far as I can tell,
was it the one with Stan Lee and the guy from Shaman King?
Maybe.
Apparently they're teaming up for something.
I don't know. Probably not. But it was all, like, I think it has something to do with, like, being a mail carrier and letters that turn into people and, like, all I know
like
is...
Like that show with the soft drinks that turn into people?
Another one.
Oh, okay.
But, like, All I know is I saw this one frame, and it was like, yeah, listen, Jack, I'll be this for you. I'll become your dingo.
Is there a skirt involved or something? I'm confused.
She was a girl.
Oh.
I don't know. All I know is the first thing I thought was like, she'll be dingo!
She's dingo!
But as far as I can tell, like, a dingo is essentially like, you know how in rally racing there's a driver and then a navigator who goes, turn left, don't fall in the dish?
Nope.
In the dish.
Is that a dingo?
I think that's what a dingo is supposed to be, except for, like, letter carriers. I don't know, but, yeah, movement, music, it's really great.
It's dingo.
It's dingo. The music is so dingo.
Oh, shit.
But, you know, it's like a thing. The aesthetics. I like it.
I also like it. I think it's something, I don't know, I'm not good with words.
Neither am I.
So.
Give it a shot. You have a sword. Who's going to argue with you if you go wrong?
It's like this. When you're about to leap off of a building, past the strange advertisements of the future, through the strange score plates, presumably of the future.
Just sort of like neon squares floating in the air.
Do you want to be listening to Beethoven? Or do you want to be listening to, I don't even know what to... Or do you want to be listening to the music that's in this game?
You're listening to music by Dmitri from the future.
Oh, ooh. My God.
Oh, man. So
like, Robo Baby Modo on.
Robo Baby Modo?
Oh, no. Everyone knows what happens after that. The end.
Okay, that's going to have to be the next guide we do is...
Space Ghost Gaiden?
No. Whoa. No, characters? Like, you know, start with, like, Robot Sonic. What other characters would you like to see the robot version of?
I saw your question on Twitter, and I didn't give it any thought whatsoever.
Think about it, because that'll be the next Gaiden.
Okay. Who do we want to see as a robot?
No, not right now. We'll do that later.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying that. I'm setting the stage.
But, like...
Look for it in the future.
Something about... Like, okay, first of all, blocks floating in the air. There's not even, like, an inkling of, like, anything, like, engines on the bottom.
People live in these things? I don't even know. They're just there for you to fly around and be extreme.
Yeah, they're just big, sort of blankish, grainy boxes. And, like, when you get, if you score off of them, they start glowing. In my mind, it harkens back to, like, the Quake 1 days where everything was sort of a grainy box and you had to use your imagination to think of what they were. Mm-hmm. I think this harkens back to that. Sometimes I'm really nostalgic for, like, PS1 graphics.
Well, I like that it gives you, like, the intro where it gives you a history, like, a brief history of, like, well, this is why there's floating buildings in the sky.
Which is actually...
And then it totally disregards that because it's like, I don't know, why would floating buildings glow when you're right next to them?
Yeah.
Because it's extreme.
Yeah, it's like, that's actually going to be the opening music for this.
Okay.
So, and then...
I think you should save the winning message at the end, because I think it's something that needs to be earned and savored.
It is. It's... I will tell you the text of the message, but then it's really the audio of the message that gets you to it. And it's only, what, 8 levels?
Yeah.
So
it's not
you can get through it. And it's like, it says, you have successfully completed the Alpha release. Your reward is a sandwich made entirely of carnivore meats.
And that's all you're getting. That's a teaser. Think of where it could go from there.
It goes so far.
I thought it was werewolves. Wasn't it like an Italian sub sandwich made entirely of werewolves?
They say that. That's not what the text says. It's actually a...
Oh my God!
You know, it's like...
I didn't... It's...
You didn't even...
Do you see? Go out there, play this game, earn this message,
So
that you too may plumb its mysteries.
See, the thing, as it stands, I can't really say it's something with a lot of replay value. And I think they just haven't added that part in yet. Like, I could see that. Once you get more items,
And
it'll change your falling experience. Like, that's one thing that gets to me, is at the end of each level, when it's calculating your scores, like, you know, number of buildings you kissed off of, number of tags, how many nudist mimes you fell past... You don't see any nudist mimes in the game.
No. Unless you do.
I've never had more than zero. So.
I thought I saw some little pink guys running around one time.
I think they're just, like, standard.
Ah.
Like, I think one of the items is, like, goggles that will point out...
Nudist mimes.
Nudist mimes.
I see.
And kind of things. But, like, and then when it adds up your total score, it's like, you got 4 stars. Get number in order to get to it. And it just has the hashing.
Yeah.
The hash mark. Rather than actually telling us the numbers. Which, you know, it's an alpha. We're working on it. There's already something awesome here. Don't complain.
Yeah, but like you said, right now, like, the only... your goal is the perfect run.
Yeah. Like, it's... And we still got to talk about the other perfect run games. They were the ones who did Mr. Blocko, and then they did some other games, and they were like the first people who said that they would give us an interview, but then we just never did it because we're lazy.
Oh, okay.
Like,
is their name Perfect Run?
Yeah. Oh, Perfect Run Studios, or Perfect Run something. Perfect Run. That's all I need to say.
Okay.
They also did like 2D Goldeneye, which is
really
kind of cute. Yeah. Huh. And they did it in like old Game Boy style graphics, like Galaxy Alligator.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty fun, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Deja Bond Games. Ah.
You will jump off of buildings.
Yeah. Here is the next important bit to say, and I'm going to show you how extreme this part is.
He just threw his scabbard away. He does not need that anymore.
So, word on the street is... that come, like, the third quarter, I think they're aiming on either releasing the full game or, like, another update release to the game. They said they might give us the exclusive interview.
Oh, my God. I just lost my scabbard as well.
He just threw it away. We don't even need it.
Do you see this? It is this a cutting edge.
So cutting. We will slice through time. We will cut everything you think you know and love. That comes off kind of threatening, but you know what I mean.
Do you see this blade? Forged in El Salvador, the things that it cannot cut are next to none.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know if we're still recording. Oh, yeah, we are.
I mean, okay, good.
We talked for half an hour. Sweet.
Okay.
That's, you know, if we can talk for half an hour about an alpha that has maybe 10 minutes of playtime, a bit more.
Yeah, more than that.
15, 20.
What, you mean just, like, getting through it?
Yeah, if you, like, you know, just run, get done with it, get to that end message. You know, 20 minutes, half an hour, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, that's how long I beat it in. And then the fact that I still played it, you know, on and off for, like, 3 days. You know, it's good, good stuff.
I get worried when I think about the fact that Dwarf Fortress is still in alpha, because I'm like, I enjoy the game there is now, but it's obviously not going to be the same game at the end. And it's like, I don't know when it will become different enough for people to get up in arms about it, but it's going to happen eventually.
When it's your grandfather's axe?
No, because it's not going to be the same axe.
When does your grandfather's axe become a point of contention in the divorce settlement?
No, I think eventually, like, people are going to be like, alright, Dwarf Fortress is done, and then Tony will be like, well, yes, but Slaves to Armok, God of Blood 2 is just beginning. And people will be like, can you just stop right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's my prophecy.
Okay. Sounds good. To go along with your prophecy, I'll tell people that we have an email address where you can send us your feedback. Tell you if... now we've podcasted with swords, with Nerf guns, through time. I don't think we've done Into Your Brain yet.
No.
We need to podcast like an eagle falling out of the sky.
Yes.
Kill our senseis in a duel and never say why.
Ugh.
But yeah, tell us what you think at podcast@elitecoupstudios.net. I haven't worked on my underside mod in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I'm so close to done. Like, I have to, like, map one more area and then script a couple of things. And then that's it. It could go up. It could be done. Then I gotta add that save spot in.
Go for it, dude.
Yeah, I know. Now that I'm home, like, the idea is I have a chance to relax. But... it's funny, because it hasn't worked out that way. By having a chance to relax, it means I have a chance to work on things that I would do for relaxation. Which basically means, like, okay, I left school, so I haven't worked on the Underside mod. I haven't worked on art or anything like that. What I have started working on is, like, watching through series that I want to watch, playing Kingdom Hearts 2 and stuff, like...
Backbreaking work.
Yeah, my relaxing work. It's weird. It's annoying. Like, I want to be... Like, I want to just relax. I also want to get back to working on these cool things.
I've been tooling around with Legos again recently, and nothing has been coming of it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a shame. I mean, it's Legos, so... They've made, I was watching Mythbusters the other night. Mm-hmm. They made, you remember that video online that was like, they made a giant Lego ball and they like rolled it down the street after a guy who was dressed like Indiana Jones?
Nope.
Well, they made a video like that and they put it on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
And the Mythbusters were like, I don't think this could really happen. So they actually built a 6-foot ball of solid Lego.
And?
It took about 1 million bricks. They rolled it down the hill. And, you know, the part of it that they were testing was, like,
Would it just, start flaking apart?
Well, like in the video, they rolled it down the hill, and it hit a car, and it kind of just bounced off the car, like it barely dented it. So, what they did was, they set up a car at the bottom of a hill. They put up barriers going, like, on the sides up to the ball at the top of the hill.
To make sure that it would actually hit the car.
They pushed the ball, and it left, like, a tiny trail of, like, pieces busting off the corners.
Yeah.
About halfway down the hill, the ball, like... schismed in the middle and just sort of like half rotated faster than the other half, and it just like disintegrated before it got to the car.
Wow.
It was hilarious.
Well, I mean, how I depending on how they built it, like, I don't know,
like completely solid, but I know what you mean, like you can make something solid that's weak.
Like, were they alternating the orientation?
I don't think so. I think that could be an issue. I think they were kind of just like, here's a lot of bricks, and it kind of had hodgepodge. So I saw, you know, 1x12s and like 8x4s and 8x4.
Because I bet it wouldn't be... I bet it's not impossible.
Yeah.
Depending on the construction of it.
Yeah. Also, you know, my guess is that for the YouTube video they were basing it on, they may have just made, like,
a little one?
No. Just, like, made one out of, like, particle board, and then just painted it to look like Legos, because it was a crappy video camera anyway, so you wouldn't be able to tell. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Website, EliteCrewStudios.net. We're up to 40 episodes. Let's say, what's a good day for you? Fridays? What days might you be working?
Saturdays and Sundays.
Saturdays and Sundays. So what do you want to do? Tuesdays or Fridays?
Sounds good.
Okay. Let's try Fridays, because if we can do, one episode every Friday, maybe play some Action Quake.
Yeah.
Maybe... I still need to play Carcassonne.
Pretty good game.
I know Anders was talking to me today, and...
We played Illuminati yesterday. That game is fun.
Yeah, it is, ain't it?
Yeah.
I haven't played it in a while, so I don't remember. It's all about, like, taking control of stuff.
Yeah.
Just for future reference, the money in that game is called Bizzle.
Bizzle, okay.
Bizzle.
I will remember.
They're like Bizzle bucks, Bizzle dollars. No, just Bizzle.
Just Bizzle.
Yeah.
I mean, they're mega bucks, according to the...
They're Bizzle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So.
Also, the Twitter thing.
Right. We have a Twitter account. You know, if some new comics go up, if some update goes up, sometimes just telling you about what will come. Hasn't been updated in a while because we've all been slacking off. I mean, we spent a week.
Yeah, we spent a week upstate vacationing.
Yeah, in the middle of nowhere.
By one of those lakes up there. There was a lake, and on the other side of the lake was Canada.
So yeah, wherever that can occur, that's where we were. You know. But yeah, aside from that, Cutting Edge?
Cutting Edge.
Podcasting. All right. We'll catch you guys next week. Expect a Gaiden episode. Week after that, I don't know.
Unless we've already cut your ears off with our Cutting Edge podcasting.
Oh, snap. All right.
The jumps you make are not about art. They're about a reckless disregard for safety. The jumps you make are not about culture. They're about a reckless disregard for regulation. The jumps you make are not about science. They're about a reckless disregard for gravity.
We gotta do something special for this.
I could do... pretty good barbershop quartet with two other people.
Two other people? Don't you mean three other people?
No, you're another person.
Fuck, you're right.